I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and at the World Wide Web, citr.ca. I hope you're enjoying the glorious afternoon in Vancouver. It seems and it smells like summer is nearly on its way. I'm your co-host, Fleur. I'm actually flying solo again the third week in a row. I'm feeling neglected. Christian, my co-host that you would probably hear right about now, has been away for the last 3 weeks working hard, and so I've been doing it solo. I've had some fun, but I do miss my co-host. He will be back next week, and he'll be on the board, and I'll make him talk a lot because I know you've missed his dulcet tones. Right at the start there, we just heard the Black Keys, which is a band from Ohio. They formed in 2001. That was from their third album release, Rubber Factory, with the song Just Couldn't Tie Me Down. If you've never heard of the Black Keys before, that you should really check them out. If you like blues and soul, you'll love the Black Keys. It's amazing that their sound is so full and rich when there's only two of them in there. I think it's a guitarist and a drummer, kind of like the White Stripes, but a bit more bluesier, although some people might disagree with me on that one. We chose the Black Keys today because not only are they rockin', but they've also been involved with Causes, which is a compilation CD made by Waxploitation. Causes, we've talked about Causes a lot. There's a lot of bands that are involved in the two compilation CDs. Causes raises money for different non-profit organisations that are involved in Darfur to help support the war-torn area of that that part of Africa with aid and some advocacy and things like that. Unfortunately, I read recently I think the UN or someone like that has recently put an arrest warrant out for the president of Darfur, which led to about 11 aid agencies being removed from that area because it's getting worse and because of his oppression. So we really need to remember how important Darfur is and how important it is to free the people in Darfur of this genocide that's going on there, and supporting artists that are involved in it, like the Black Keys. Today we have a bit of a mixed bag. I realise I haven't been playing a lot of hip-hop recently, so I thought I'd be a bit hip-hop heavy. Christian Ratcliffe actually did give me some songs this week, so some of this programming is from Christian, which I'll fill you in when it comes in. But I've also been a little bit naughty this week. Christian is very adamant that I never play any cheesy tracks. I have a perchance to some Gorgonzola tunes, I must admit. They're fun to dance to. If any of you guys out there know me, you'll know that I love to sprout the cheese whenever I can. So the next song that I've chosen is specific. I specifically chose it because Christian wasn't here and he wouldn't give me a hard time about it. I did text him today and he wasn't impressed, but I don't care. Ha ha ha. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm going to let you listen, but I think you should turn this song right up. And if you're in your lounge room or in your in your car, I want you to boogie, and I want a lot of crotch grabbing and some woos. That's all I'm going to say. The only other thing that I'll say is this is probably one of the biggest or the best-selling albums of all time. It sold 30 million copies when it was released, and it's pretty much one of the best kick-ass dance songs around there. It's a classic, but it's an awesome track on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
you know the pen is stronger than the knife, and they can kill you once, but they can't kill you twice. Did you know destruction of the flesh is not the end into life? Fear not of the Antichrist. Did you know that I exist before the earth? And did you know my eyes are windows to the world? Did you know you can't go as I am and I wear cherry curls? Can't tell the boys from the girls. Your body's just a vehicle transporting your soul. It's what's inside of people, it's beauty to behold. Fear not of evil. Every day them flesh it grows.
Equality as it was written in the book of life. Sociality, me want to pick up Marcus Garvey. And we pick up you with me, no one no partiality. And I'm me reality.
I see it in the signs. Every day I live, it's clear to my mind. Something got to give. The system is the problem, but it ain't just gonna change. The people got to fight, it's one to break free from the chains. We living in a time where whitey got us cornered. Shackles on the brain, police on every corner. Looking for some soldiers, but they so hard to find. My elders say be patient, cause things come in time.
Not fast enough because they want to rewrite mystery. I made the motherland a mystery. Cause we too strong for them to this week. Because it wasn't how it is, and it would definitely be. But all the days is up, blaze it up. African warrior, raise it up, push it up, fill up your cup. We have now is the time, open your mind, then you will find it's a design. No matter what you do, no one can stop the time. No, I know KKK, no CIA, no brutality. Ghetto youths and RBGs, we riding for liberty. Been here before the start, still here after it's over, and it's written in the heart of every soldier.
And it was written up in the book of life. There's a mansion in your heart. And it was written.
The Seed Productions Foundation is proud to present An Evening with Deepak Chopra. On the heels of two new releases, the New York Times best-selling author Deepak Chopra will bring his message of well-being to Vancouver on June the 4th. Dr. Chopra is acknowledged as one of the world's leaders in mind-body medicine and has been described as the poet-prophet of alternative medicine. He will talk about his latest works, Reinventing the Body, Resurrecting the Soul, How to Create a New You, and The Ultimate Happiness Prescription, The Seven Keys to Joy and Enlightenment. An Evening with Deepak Chopra. At the Queen Elizabeth Theatre, Friday, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets online at ticketmaster.ca.
And when we experience that, you'll be extremely ecstatic. You'll be extremely joyful because this is the real you. And that he calls Nirvana.
The dollar die. No
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we've heard probably the second most famous Jamaican after Maestro Marley. That was Pete Tosh with his song The Day the Dollar Died from Mystic Man. That was a Christian Ratcliffe's selection from On the Road. So we've got to say thanks for sending that one towards us. I haven't actually heard that one before, but I really like the lyrics. Some interesting stuff and in there, and some really good ideas around, what happens after the dollar dies. We all come together and live peacefully, which would be lovely. Peter Tosh, if you guys don't know much about him, he was a reggae musician who was one of the core members of the Wailers, who were pretty much Bob Marley's, I guess what we'd say, his backing band. He also had a successful solo career. He passed away, unfortunately, in 1987, and he was known as a trailblazer for the Rastafari movement as well, including in the Free One Love Peace concert in 1978. Tosh lit a spliff and gave a lecture about legalising cannabis, which is one of the main, I guess it's the sacred herb of Rastafarians. He lambasted attending dignitaries like Michael Manley and Edward Seeger for their failure to pass such a legislation. So he was a huge... He was a huge advocate for legalising marijuana. Several months later, unfortunately, he was stopped by police as he left Skateland Dance Hall in Kingston and was severely beaten while in police custody. So I'm sure because he was so outspoken, he was a target with the police at that time. He has also participated in a lot of philanthropic endeavours, including the international opposition to South Africa's apartheid. He appeared at an anti-apartheid concert, and it's also reflected a lot in his stance. His stance is reflected, I should say, in a lot of his songs like Apartheid, Equal Rights, Fight On and Not Gonna Give It Up. So if you haven't heard Pete Tosh before, check him out. He's pretty much one of the most influential reggae musicians, along with Toots and the Maytals and Bob Marley, from that generation, and he has something really cool to say. Before that, we heard Dead Prez, who's an American underground, politically not active so much, but outspoken hip-hop duo. They're composed of Stickman and M1. They're quite confrontational, and they have a lot of socialist and anti-establishment songs, lyrics in their songs. I thought this was pretty cool, though. They've been really supporting underground hip-hop recently, which I thought was sort of getting the young bucks up there and out and being exposed to a wider audience. They hosted the biggest amateur rap contest in New York City in March last year. The crowd, it was cool because they chose, I think, 4 or 5 hip-hop artists, and the crowd were able to choose their best performers by how loud they screamed afterwards. And the performer who won was given a cash prize to put towards producing some albums and stuff. The percentage of all proceeds from this event was donated to a New Jersey organization called Artworks. Artworks provides children and young adults suffering from chronic and life-threatening illnesses and their siblings access to creative and performing arts programs that encourage the use of the creative process as a vehicle for healing, communication, self-expression, and personal development. So it's funny because I think a lot of the time Dead Prez have such quite a hard sort of exterior that a lot of people maybe shy away from because they are so confrontational in their lyrics, and that's why we like them here, because they have something to say. So it's really cool to see them being involved in a really cool grassroots organization that focuses on these children that have such horrendous debilitating diseases. To give them some creative output through their art and music. And before that, I'm sure I don't have to give you any introduction who that was. And that was my little shout out to Christian, because he's chastised me before when I've suggested to put on Michael Jackson. That was Michael Jackson, and I'll stand by my choice, Smooth Criminal from Bad, his album Bad of 1987, a classic tune. I guarantee any time that's played in a club, the dance floor is full. And I know what, I mean, people have such differing views about Michael Jackson. Some say he was crazy, some say he was, they don't agree with what happened and the exposure that he got. But, you know, you can't deny the fact that the man was a musical genius, and his impact on the world will be long and worthwhile for many, many, many years to come, and both musically and philanthropically. He's been cited, Bad was cited, like I said, as one of the best-selling albums of all time. It was also ranked number 202 in Rolling Stone magazine's 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. I didn't realise this, but this album marked the final collaboration between Jaxa and producer Quincy Jones. The Guinness Book of Records actually put out a millennium issue, and one of the records that they had out was listed him under the most charities supported by a single pop star, with a staggering 39 international organisations that he was involved with, including the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the American Cancer Society. So a lot of the time, I mean, classic song about being involved and you know, making change happen within yourself to help change the world for a better way is Man in the Mirror. So it's good to see that he actually put his money where his mouth is. He was also known to give away impulsively and anonymously, which I thought was pretty cool, the fact that he didn't need any recognition for the support of different organisations. Jackson has been known to hand over the proceeds from concerts to local charities and hospitals, as he did with his history tour in Bombay, which was pretty cool. And it's been estimated he may have given up to $500 million to charity in his lifetime, which is amazing. The other Guinness World Records that he holds includes most successful concert series and biggest selling album for Thriller. So unfortunately, Michael Jackson is no longer with us. I guess his year anniversary of his death is coming up quite soon. But his influence will be around for a long time. And, you know, at the end of the day, you can't deny, if you do or you don't like Michael Jackson, at least one of his songs gets your toes tapping and gets your butt wiggling in a good way. So I hope you enjoyed that one. I also wanted to tell you, during that set, we did an advert for Deepak Chopra, which is coming to June, to Vancouver on June 4th. He's giving a speech. He's also doing something pretty cool. He's allowed for 10% of his ticket sales to go to AIDS Vancouver, which is a non-profit organisation. It's actually the oldest non-profit organisation, AIDS service organisation in Canada. It's been around since 1983. If you would like to go to Deepak Chopra and direct your ticket money or your 10% of your ticket money towards AIDS Vancouver, you can do so by when you go to Ticketmaster, you must put in the code AIDS, and that 10% of that ticket sale will go to AIDS Vancouver to help with their services around their only HIV positive grocery in the city that focuses on like providing nutritional options for HIV positive individuals, as well as some great support services like care teams that go out and see people who are restricted to their houses to support them with cleaning and things like that. So yeah, one of the oldest AIDS service organisations in Canada, and Deepak Chopra is supporting them by giving 10% of their ticket sales with the code. As long as you put in the code AIDS, your 10% of your ticket sales will be directed to AIDS Vancouver. So I think I've chatted enough, but I just wanted to let you know about the next song that we've got happening. This is a local band called Sweatshop Union. They've been around for a while now. They formed in 2000 and tour. When four politically minded rap acts came together. They wanted to create a powerful, distinctive voice. I'm a big fan of Sweatshop Union. I've been in the city for 3 years, and when I was trying to discover Canadian music and Vancouver music back in the day, I was really drawn to them when I went into Zulu and to check out some local music. They're actually playing next Wednesday at Fortune Bar, which is it's an old bar that's been renamed. It's actually at I think it's 147 East Penda. It's in Chinatown. It's an early show. Doors open at 9 and then the show's on at 10. If you've never seen Sweatshop Union, check them out. They're amazing. They're a 7-piece hip-hop band with some great flow and some great harmony. They're known for their inventive and socially conscientious sound. They comment on a range of issues, including the war in Iraq, the plight of the poor and the working class, and the negativity and misogyny of mainstream hip-hop, and also sort of thinking outside the box. So this song, I've talked way too much. It's time for some tunes. This is Oh My from their latest release, Water Street, on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Fortunate for me, I couldn't afford to be fortunate. Shit, more like the kid, misfortune never missed. According to the landlord, I'm poor as piss. Trying to get this porridge, according hits the download. Only show support in this, but you really don't know how the touring gets. And I didn't just come here to moan and bitch. Grown folks spitting for our own kids' benefits. It's the return of the poor man's rap. For those who don't own homes off coke rap. There ain't enough love, so we're showing that. So them old school cats now broke from rap. It's mostly the poor that most MCs ignore. When most of these MCs were born and grew up poor. But we slave in the old workforce and pay for a government that don't work for us.
Oh my, oh, just trying to get by, Lord, I'm so tired. Fighting to get mine, trying to get mine. Lord, Lord, ain't for me lately, it don't faze me. It's alright, cause I make money, money don't
fortunately
make me.
I believe that we can all agree. Is what it is, not what we thought it'd be. And if what I live ain't what I'm called to be, I must have mistrained my psychology. And it's a mystery, ain't it? Exists among the miscreated. History just like a train without a destination. We need food, clothes, and shelter. So we hustle till we old and helpless. And if you do, only go for the golden wealth. You're still alone cause you don't know yourself. At the end of the day, still gotta eat, still gotta feed the kids, still gotta light and heat the crib. I understand that, nobody planned that. And single mothers ask, man, that we do it for love. From student to thug, from school to the clubs, it goes.
Oh my, oh, I'm just trying to get my load out. So tired, fighting to get mine, trying to get mine. Lord, right, Lord, ain't for me lately, it don't faze me. It's alright, cause I make money, money don't make me.
Oh my,
oh, just trying to get by, Lord, I'm
so tired,
fighting to get my, trying to get my,
Lord, I,
Lord, that for me lately, it don't faze me,
Lord, I,
'cause I make money, money don't make me.
Dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
The Joker, low potential, straight mediocre, class clown, yeah, leave a grease spot on the blackboard. Come on, honey, take off the bra. He's trying to hit a home run in your mom's garage. He loved graffiti, it opened him. Creeped down the alley with a can of Rust-Oleum. Canvas, that flat surface, he'll learn quick to control the nervousness. If it ain't filled, then he burnt the bridge. And no, we don't give a damn what the curfew is. Chased away all the saving grace, while the old folks bitch about the way he's raised. Outside, mini atmosphere. Get you running from the cops just for practice here. Well, what do you know? He got older, trying to apply what childhood showed him. Everybody left out in that cold to try to learn how to manage all the weight on his shoulders. We all want the easy life, just a piece of the pie that'll keep us high. So turn it up till the speakers cry, and don't quit till you reach the sky. Come on. He took a good look, stayed away from the gangs and the crooks, even though he came from the same neighborhood, so he fully understood that game textbook. Stay original, be individual, push the pedal and never settle for the typical. Feed your children, look out for your people, live and let live, and each one teach those. Good luck, you get a tight defense, and I hope you can depend on your higher sense. Plant them seeds, let them grow, for the followers, felons, the fallen soldiers. Hey rapper, we know it don't stop, but don't forget about the folks on your block. Hey dope man, what you doing with the cash crop? Getting fat, fucking up fellow have-nots. Hey preacher, politician, is that the house you live in? How's the kitchen? Hey policeman, don't bother. Even as a kid I only played robbers and robbers. Headphone activists, aggressive pacifists. I ain't saying that you gotta kill cops, just look at your life, check what it's built off. Come on. Come on.
sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the yes. sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the yes. sound of the beast. Stand clear. Done, man, I talk. You can't stand where I stand. You can't walk where I walk. Watch out. We run New York. Policeman come. We bust about the park. I know this for a fact. You don't like how I act. You claim I'm selling crack. Will you be doing that? I'd rather say see ya, cause I would never be ya. Be your officer, your wicked overseer. Your hot shot, wanna get props and be a savior. First show a little respect, change your behavior. Change your attitude, change your plan. There could never really be justice or stolen land. Are you really for peace and equality? Or when my car's hooked up, you know you wanna follow me. Your laws are minimal, cause you won't even think about looking at the real criminal. This has got to cease, cause we be getting hyped to the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop. That's the sound of the beast. There's a little truth. Open up your eye while you're checking out the boombox. Check the exercise. Take the word overseer like a sample. Repeat it very quickly and approve for example. Overseer, 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 officer, 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 officer. Yeah, officer from overseer. You need a little clarity? Check the similarity. The overseer rode around the plantation. The officer is on patrol in our nation. The overseer could stop you what you're doing. The officer will pull you over just when he's pursuing. The overseer had the right to get ill. And if you're fought back, the overseer had the right to kill. The officer has the right to arrest. And if you fight back, they put a hole in your chest. They both ride horses. After 400 years, I've got no choices. The police, they have a nickel gun. So when I'm on the streets, I walk around with a bigger one. I hear it all day, just so they can run the light and be upon their way.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong...
wrong button again.
Sample. So Cut Ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I'm your co-host, Fleur, and the other co-host, Christian Ratcliffe, will be back in the studio with a bunch of amazing tunes for you next week. He's been away for 3 weeks, and we're looking forward to having him back. I feel lonely in the studio. At the top of that set, like I said earlier, you heard Vancouver's own Sweatshop Union with their song Oh My from their most recent release in 2008, Water Street. Like I said, they are playing at the Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver next Wednesday. I have actually Googled the address for you guys. Shows how much I love you. The address is 147 Pender Street. So it's on Pender Street, just a couple of blocks up from Main Street. The show, doors open at 9 and it's an early show at 10. Christian and I will be down there enjoying the beats of Sweatshop Union. Everybody should go down. It's going to be a great night. High energy. Lots of fun, and I don't think they've played here for quite some time, so it'll be good to check the boys out again. And after that, we had Atmosphere, which is an American hip-hop band. They've been around since 1993, and they're one of the most commercially successful and long-lived independent hip-hop artists. They've stayed independent the whole time, but have had commercial success. And Atmosphere have been involved with a Haiti benefit concert. A lot of the bands seem to be getting behind Haiti, and especially after the devastating earthquake that happened at the beginning of the year. So we have to support the artists that support Haiti, not only, and we've talked about this before, not only have they suffered through a horrendous earthquake that pretty much obliterated 80% of their country, Haiti's had a long history of oppression and poverty, and unfortunately Haiti hasn't been blessed with some smooth sailing, unfortunately. They've had natural disasters and now an earthquake, and there's still, even though it's not in the current news, there is still a lot to be done for Haiti. So, yeah, we should not forget about that. And then after that, we had KRS-One. This was one of Christian's choices from his album, Return to the Boom Bap, with the classic song Sound of the Police. Pretty much if you say whoop whoop anywhere, pretty much everybody in especially the English speaking world will respond with the line Sound of the Police. KRS-One has been involved in a lot of pretty interesting stuff and has been involved in stopping some violence campaigns, which is pretty cool. He started in 1984 and he's still going strong. He was the recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award for all his work and effort towards the Stop the Violence movement, as well as overall pioneering the hip-hop music and culture. The Stop the Violence movement was formed by him in 1989 in response to violence in the hip-hop and black communities. During a concert by Boogie Down Productions and Public Enemy, a young fan was killed in a fight. Coming soon after the shooting death of his friend and fellow BD Boogie Down Productions member Scott LaRock, KRS-One was galvanized into action and formed the Stop the Violence movement. It's composed of some of the biggest stars in contemporary East Coast hip-hop. The movement released a single called Self-Destruction in 1989, with all proceeds going to the National Urban League. The National Urban League is a pretty old organisation. I hadn't heard of it before, and when I did my research about it, I was surprised it's been going on since 1910, which is insane. That's a huge organisation. It's probably one of the oldest non-profit or non-governmental organisations, especially in the States, if not in the developed world. The National Urban League, formerly known as the National League of Urban Conditions Among Negroes, is a nonpartisan civil rights organization based in New York City that advocates on behalf of of African Americans and against racial discrimination in the United States. And it is the oldest and largest community-based organization of its kind in the nation. So KRS-One was a huge supporter of that with his Stop the Violence movement. Now, I wanted to talk about something I saw last night on The Hour. I love George Strombolopoulos. He is wicked, and The Hour has such cool interviews. I'm kind of jealous of his job, I'm not going to lie. But he told me, like, not me personally, but he was talking about something that was happening. Well, I'm sure everybody knows about it, but a cleanup effort that's happening in the Gulf of Mexico. Quite recently, there was a giant oil spill that has been proven quite difficult to clean up, and it is heading towards the wetlands in the south of the United States, and people are very concerned about that with regards to the oil spilling into, well, not only into the ocean and having such a detrimental impact on the marine biology of the Gulf of Mexico, but it's also very worrying because it is heading down towards the wetlands in the south of the United States, where there's a lot of unique animals and in ecosystems down there. And it also, the wetlands that, thanks to my roommate who's an environmental engineer and tells me all these interesting things, apparently the wetlands in the south of the United States are really important for avoiding hurricanes like Hurricane Katrina because of their... Oh my God, I'm going to sound really pretty right now because I don't know science very well, but apparently because of their temperature, it helps to lessen the ferocity of the ferociousness of these hurricanes. So if the oil does get down there and it starts contaminating the space down there, the wetlands down there, it's going to cause a lot of trouble, not only environmentally and ecologically, but also for the people down there with regards to an increase in hurricanes. So it's a huge natural disaster. I mean, these tanker spills happen too often, and unfortunately it takes a while for it to clean up, and I'm sure you've seen the horrible photos of the animals covered in oil. But there's this new organization called Matter of Trust. Well, they're not new, but they've come up with a pretty unique way of helping to clean up this oil spill. They don't actually really want your money right now. They want your hair. They want donations of hair. Apparently, hair is really good at soaking up oil, hence the reason we need to shampoo our hair. So they're asking a lot of hairdressers, I guess sheep farmers, people like that, pet manicurists, anyone that cuts hair, to send donations down to their offices in the south of the United States. Now, what they do is they get these nylon tubes that they stuff with everybody's hair, including animals and individuals, and this hair they actually put into the oil-inflicted or oil-soaked sort of water of the Gulf of Mexico, and it just sucks it up, absorbs it. Who would have thunk it? And it when I went online and had a look at them, it pretty much looks like a white, long, hairy sausage, which sounds disgusting, I know, but it's a pretty ecologically friendly way of soaking up this oil, which is in desperate need. We need to do it quickly. The government did say, the American government, I think, did say a couple of weeks ago that they were going to try and burn some oil, which I don't know. I think there's a few questions that needed to be asked before they started doing that, like how much carbon dioxide is going to go into the environment because of these controlled burns. So I think I have to support this other initiative, getting people's hair, donating it to this organisation, and then them working towards sucking up the oil that way. So if you want to find out more about how you can donate your hair, if you're a hair salon or hairdresser out there or groomer, and you want to find out some more, you can go to matteroftrust.org. So that's all one word, matteroftrust.org, and find out how you can donate your hair to help suck up the oil from that horrendous Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Now, I think, again, I've done a little bit too much talking for this afternoon. I'm going to turn back on to some music. We have a great Canadian band. They're actually playing at the Biltmore on June 9th. I have to go and get my tickets because I haven't seen them before and I would love to see them. They're the Born Ruffians. They have a new album coming out which will be released on June 1st, 2010. This is off their last album, but on Red, Yellow and Blue. I'm going to talk about what they've been involved in after the next three-pack that we've got for you. So this is, and I... probably one of my favourite names for a song ever. This is Badonka Donkey on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
In the beginning, men and women had an obligation to their children.
And there was a real and true necessity and need for building.
Still the discipline and will proliferate the lineage.
Matters of the spirit, mind, and body taken serious.
But when we became what we became, somebody please explain.
But we can tell you if you're curious. Those that reign got the masses and chains in their minds and slaves.
They say every man must need protection. They say every male must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above the wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. In this lonely crowd, there's a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed. Yeah, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, any day now, I shall be released.
You're listening to Are You Aware? On music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and on the interweb at citr.ca. And that man pretty much doesn't need any introduction. We know who that is just by the sound of that beautiful harmonica and the twang in his voice. But if you didn't know, that was Bob Dylan with his song that he wrote for the band, a great Canadian band. I Shall Be Released. It was written in 1967 and it was featured on the band's album, which I'm trying to find, Music from Big Pink. The band played it on their debut album in 1968. And if you haven't heard of the movie, I think we've talked about it before, by Martin Scorsese called The Last Waltz, you should probably check it out. My guy friends friggin' love it. They literally watch it every weekend at the end of the night at about 4 a.m, and they never get tired of it. It is an amazing documentary. Martin Scorsese does a fantastic job. The band plays just insanely. It's one of their last gigs I think they ever did in San Francisco. And, you know, anyone who was influential in the 70s was pretty much on stage. You had Muddy Waters, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Neil Diamond, Van Morrison, so many great artists. And the last song on that documentary is actually I Shall Be Released, and it has pretty much everybody that was involved in the band or friends of the bands on stage, including people like Ringo Starr and Ronnie Wood. Now, Dylan has been involved in the civil rights movement since the early 1960s. He was very vocal in protest rallies and concerts. He won the Tom Paine Award from the National Emergency Civil Liberties Committee in 1963 for his civil rights work. He performed at George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh in 1971, the first big rock concert organised by a musician to aid a cause. So that's pretty cool. Nowadays, he supports an organisation called Music Rising. Well, it's actually not an organisation, more so a campaign that was launched to rescue the musical culture of the Central Gulf region of the United States from the destruction caused by the catastrophic hurricanes of the summer of 2005, so the big Katrina hurricane that came through. The campaign is to replace the musical instruments lost or destroyed in the deluge. It was created in November 2005 by The Edge. Bob Ezrin, who is a famous Vancouverite and producer of, I hope I've said it right, I think it's Pink Floyd's The Wall. I'll have to check up on that for my homework for next week. Bob Ezrin, as we know, we talked about, he's involved with the Young Artists for Haiti with their song Waving Flag, which is by Kanan. If you haven't heard it, you'll be hearing it a lot in June during the World Cup. It's the theme song of the World Cup. Back to this Music Rising. Basically, some pretty amazing musical companies like Gibson Musical Instruments and the Guitar Center Music Foundation, Music Cares, and Musicians Friends all work together with supporting these buying musical instruments for these people that were involved in the hurricane Katrina hurricane and lost their musical instruments. So it's pretty cool. The Music Rising was able to provide replacement instruments to 2,700 professional musicians from the Central Gulf region, and many of whom have been displaced to over 34 states. So again, unfortunately, the rebuild of especially New Orleans and the areas around that since Katrina has been slow, and a lot of people haven't been able to return to their homes. And if you've never been to New Orleans, the music down there, all in the Deep South, is amazing, and it's really important to conserve that, you know, that area's musical talents by giving them some musical instruments so they can move forward in their musical pursuits. So before that, we heard again another band that really doesn't need any introduction. That was a classic, one of my favourites by the Beatles, called Come Together, from their amazing and pretty much earth-shattering, I'm going to say it, album Abbey Road. When I was doing my research about the Beatles, I thought this was quite funny. They've been involved, like George Harrison, like I said before, did the first ever aid concert, for Bangladesh in 1971, and all the Beatles have had their own sort of collective philanthropy as well as their own sort of endeavours as well. John Lennon was very involved in the peace movement along with Yoko Ono. But to bring it back to modern day, they've actually just announced a Beatles Day a few years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. It's July 10th, so please put that in your calendar and wear your mop tops and get out your black suits and your pinstripe pants. Beatles Day is July 10th, was chosen as the date as it is the anniversary of the Beatles' triumphant return to Liverpool from the States and the premiere of the film Hard Day's Night in 1964. It raised money for the Imagine Appeal for the Alder Hayes Children's Hospital and the Marina Daglish Appeal for Radiotherapy Centre in Liverpool. The Alder Hayes Children's Hospital is actually the largest children's hospital in Europe, so raising funds for them is a really important deal because they do support a lot of sick children. It was officially launched by Julia Baird, John Lennon's sister, and now it's grown such momentum that they do events in China, Russia, New Zealand, and, of course, Liverpool. In 2009, the people that supported it was obviously Paul and not Paul. Yeah, Paul's still alive. Paul and Ringo. And they also had support from Pink, Russell Brand, who's a fantastic English comedian. If you haven't seen any of his comedy, check it out. It's really funny. And Sugar Babes. They raised over £45,000 to support those two charities. This year, they're doing, again, a lot of concerts and benefits and things like that during Beatles Day on July 10th, 2010. If you want to check out more about Beatles Day and what's going on, you can go to www.beatlesday.tv, which is an interesting last part of a website, but anyway. So like I said before, it's beatlesday.tv if you want to find out about what's happening on Beatles Day, and maybe you want to start your own little Beatles pilgrimage or homage or concert or whatever. Again, at the beginning of that set, we had Born Ruffians from their last album, Red, Yellow and Blue, with Badonkadonkey, one of the great tracks from 2008. I love it. Like I said before, they're playing at the Biltmore on June 9th, and their new album comes out on June 1st, Say It. They've been involved with, and we've talked about this before around them, is the Burton Snowboarding Company has a foundation called Chill Foundation. And each winter, in 14 different cities across North America, Chill takes 170 kids to the slopes once a week for 6 weeks on a snowboarding camp. They provide everything: lift tickets, lessons, transportation, and head-to-toe gear. Chill uses the vehicle of snowboarding to help kids accomplish goals they never thought they could, while teaching them the valuable lessons of patience and picking yourself up again after you've fallen down, because if you're anything like me with snowboarding, you pretty much stay on your butt for most of it. So the Born Ruffians were involved with the Chill Foundation with a concert with them, so that's pretty cool. Now, we've been a bit old school this whole show, I think. There's been a couple of new tracks, but I wanted to bring it back to some new stuff. We are going to be playing Brastronaut. They're a band from Vancouver, and they are actually playing on June 30th at the Commodore for the Vancouver Jazz Festival. They did a concert for Rock and Roll is Good for Kids in 2009 with Shad K and Twin Castles. This Rock and Roll is Good for Kids is a great organisation. It's based around children in the Vancouver downtown east side. Unfortunately, the children that do go to school in the downtown east side are used to encountering drug dealers, drunks, pimps and prostitutes in their neighbourhood on a daily basis. For the fifth year in a row, BC has the highest child poverty rate of all provinces. The rate in inner Vancouver far exceeds any other area in Canada, which is insane. Approximately 70% of the children at Grandview Elementary School live under the poverty line, which is one of the schools in the downtown east side of Vancouver. Again, it goes on. It's pretty amazing. If you want to find out more about Rock and Roll is Good for Kids, there's some pretty crazy statistics that they've cited. At another school down that town, they've found needles in the bushes and schoolyard. And unfortunately, children as young as 11 or 12 have gotten involved in prostitution. So what Rock and Roll is Good for Kids does, it pretty much provides guidance and music classes after school and music programs to keep the kids sort of involved and engaged after school, so they don't go into other activities. So we've got to be really supportive of things like that, especially in our own local community, trying to find innovative ways to engage the children in music and keeping them away from destructive influences. So right now we're going to hear Brastronaut with their song Slow Notes from Mount Chimera. I hope I said it right. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. You kept a list of all those bad nights. We both know it got too long. Honey, don't you know that I'm too organized? You kept a list of all those good times. We both know it wasn't long. We let out again, party like the wind.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
Ooh. The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah!
bullet make me. Put your heads together, for the cause and cure we're waiting. Get through and past the center of the earth gone straight. May the scientist and vandal sing either way. Put your hands together, for the silver bullet make me. Rising definite and shaking. Take your gift for accident, for granted and skin tight. Pull the strings and lift this thing you push with all your might.
Folk Music Festival is 4 days of 68 artists from 14 countries. Artists: Avid Brothers, Star, St. Vincent, Michael Franti, Timber Tamper, Obijou, Man, Konono Number One, and DJ Logic. Even more than that, July 22nd to 25th at Prince's Island Park. Let the music take you to Nerdville. Visit CalgaryFolkFest.com on your computer machine. Can I go now?
I have not heard that before. That was hilarious. So, yeah, if you're in Calgary, you can go to the Folk Festival, I guess. I don't know what that voice was. Bleak's in the background just shaking his head, getting ready for Exquisite Corpse. You're listening to the last 5 minutes of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And at the beginning of that set, we had Brastronaut from Vancouver with their song Slow Notes off their most recent album, Mount Chimerea. I hope I said it right. Oh, my God, I probably didn't. Again, they're playing at the Commodore for the Vancouver Jazz Festival on Wednesday, June 30th. And after that, again, another great Vancouver / Victoria band, the New Pornographers, with their new album Together, which was released on May 4th, with their song Your Hands Together. We've talked about the New Pornographers before. They've been involved in the Yellowbird Project and Dark Was the Night, which is a compilation CD that raises funds for HIV and AIDS. We have one more song before Bleak gets on with Exquisite Corpse at 7:30. The last song of the day will be Tallest Man on Earth. They're a Swedish band. They have actually written the theme song for the Yellowbird Project, which is a Montreal-based T-shirt design company that gets artists to design their own T-shirts, and then they get to choose what the 100% of the proceeds of the T-shirt sales, which charity that goes to. So the Tallest Man on Earth actually recorded a song called A Field of Birds. But we're not going to be playing A Field of Birds today. We're actually going to be playing King of Spain from The Wild Hunt. So I will say adieu for this week. Next week you will hear not only me, but the famous Christian Ratcliffe back in the studio after 3 weeks of hiatus. Okay, I will say goodbye for now, and enjoy your week and the sunshine. Be good to each other. Bye.
A lover, just cause I steal the things you hide, just cause I focus while we're dancing on, just cause I offered you a ride. Still I am not from Barcelona, no, I am not even from Madrid, I am a native of the North Pole, and I could mess up any kid.
Everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
This is DJ Bleak in with you again on Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show. Have I said that for a while? I don't know if I have. I am still feeling good about last week's interview with Monkey Power Trio, and that's available on podcasts if you didn't hear it. It's well worth hearing. Band that gets together once every year, one day every year, basically creates everything on the spot and puts out a single that very day. A single. Well, they make a few songs, put out maybe a 4-song EP, basically. Put out a 7-inch. And all available on monkeypowertrio.com. So that's a little recap what's going on. And I am DJ Bleak. Did I tell you? I told you that. You know that. Okay. All right. And I've got another podcast going if you're interested at famousfor15people.com. That's where you can find out more about that. Me and some friends get together and discuss topics like music. And I got the Monkey Power Trio thing up there and a few other goodies. If you go to famousfor15people.com to find that, you can find that. You're smart. And, yeah, I got some curious things for you. Oh, got a caller. Why don't we just take a caller right here on the fly? Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering, is that Blur there?
No, sorry.
Oh, was that the show previous?
Yeah.
Okay.
All gone. All right?
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that.
All right.
Okay.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, it makes for good radio. Yeah. Anyway, this is Exquisite Corpse. Yeah. And I think you know that already. I've got an interesting compilation in front of me. I was going to try and play stuff from. And I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Newer Muster? Something like that? New Muster? Anyway, I'll tell you more about it after we hear its first track called Alberto. Or by Alberto. I don't know. Anyhow.